Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Dr. Drew After Dark. We appreciate those emails at drdrewafterdark@gmail.com. And, of course, the voice messages at 818-253-1693. And don't forget, you can get that merch, everybody. Get the merch at merchmethod.com/Tom Segura, whom happens to be with us right now. Thank you for putting this on a t-shirt.
That's how big something should be in your butthole.
It shouldn't be bigger than this, is what I said.
Bigger than this.
The bigger than this might prolapse your anus.
We actually, I think, are going to have a guest coming on your mom's house soon who fists herself sometimes.
Oh my God. Fists herself?
Yep.
Can I be there?
I would love for you to be there.
Okay, I think we got to arrange
that. Hey, maybe make that happen, guys.
That you're going to find out a whole world of what's called Rosebud.
Yeah.
Do you know what that...
I've heard. Yeah, I've heard.
You've heard. You've not looked.
I've seen a sleeve fall out. Does that turn you on?
Not at all. It's the most disgusting thing ever.
It's a different Rosebud.
No, it doesn't look like a plant.
Yeah.
Rosebud. Look, Rosebud porn, I think, is what you're
looking for. Oh.
Yeah, just put porn in there. Yeah. Not even certain. There you go. Yeah. Oh, it's one word when it's Rosebud porn. It's
go ahead and just see what the...
Oh my God. And I can't believe that people do that.
Okay. And we're good.
People intentionally do that. And then they do it so somebody wants to watch that. I look at that and I just think surgery.
Big surgery. Do you ever J your D to pornos?
Do I ever J my D? I occasionally J my D.
To porn?
Sure. Why not?
What's like your wheelhouse? What kind of stuff do you search for?
Nothing, really nothing special.
Really?
I'm pretty bland.
You're just like missionary porn.
Yeah.
Really?
Hot chick.
Yeah. Like, all right.
That's it. I sort of thank God for that. Because when I think about people that have to get higher and higher levels of weird stuff, that to me is like,
wait,
oh,
how does that not happen to everyone? In other words, let's take you, for example. Let's just say you're middle of the road, normal guy.
Yeah.
And you are aroused by a naked woman.
Mm-hmm.
How does that continue to arouse one for, you know what I mean? Like,
that's how we're wired up, where we evolve, that millions of every...
No, I mean, like, how come you don't need to be heightened? Whereas some people are like, this is not enough anymore.
I think that is genetics, probably. And I think there might be some environmental stuff, like you're trying to regulate some emotion by getting high from it.
Yeah.
And if you're going to get that high, you got to have more and more and more, especially if you're... have the genetics of addiction.
So you kind of have a lack of abuse going on.
I have a lack of abuse and have a lack of addiction. I did some like loose abuse when I was a kid.
Okay.
But I had it treated. Maybe that's why.
Do you think you're not wired for addiction though?
I'm definitely not wired for addiction.
So like,
definitely
are you, because I kind of feel like, honestly, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I can see the, you know, whatever you want to call it, like the pathway to addiction there for me. But
you
then
you feel where it goes. You don't have a powerful drive in that direction.
I don't think so, because I think about times where, you know, I could smoke socially and casually for a number of years.
Weed or tobacco?
Tobacco, talking about. Yeah. And then one time, you know, when it came up, like, hey, you should probably stop smoking. I stopped smoking with like almost no withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah, Corolla is that way too.
Yeah,
and he also has a little momentum with stuff too, but he can control it.
I think I have. And then also, you know, it's not hard for me to avoid booze.
Right, and so to me, that's just an example of how different the genetics are. Some
people
it explodes and they can't stop. Other people kind of feel like, oh, I could really like this if I let it, but I won't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I kind of feel that too. You know, like, oh, I could see how much fun this, you know, could be to indulge in this, but.
Your buddy Bert, not so much. He's got, he thinks he can control it.
He says he does. He says he doesn't have any.
He has fatty liver disease.
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
How do you get fatty liver? Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can also get it from being obese, but But as Leanne pointed out, it's the alcohol. Let's be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's so funny. He's so caught in the world he's created for himself, right?
Yeah.
You
he's
know?
The party guy.
He's made himself the party guy, and now he can't get out of it.
I will say, in his defense, as we're here in the midst of Sober October, it does impress me that somebody with that wiring and persona and everything seemingly doesn't struggle so much to be, you know, weeks into it. And
he's a certain kind of alcoholism. He's not the kind that explodes and gets out of control. Uh-huh. He's the kind that he uses alcohol to regulate emotions, uh-huh. which is not a normal relationship, right? I gotta fly. If I fly, I have to drink. I've heard that a million times. Uh-huh. I'm the party guy. I have to do it. And he has difficulty saying no when he likes it, mm-hmm. but it's not as though he couldn't live without it.
Right.
Although I think if you were to tell him the Sober October is going to go forever, I think that he would lose that freaking.
He would be really bummed out.
Yeah.
I see with him as the type of person who would just be like, "Oh, but I'm sad that the fun's over."
Right.
Not like
no treats.
I'm going to shake and.
No, he won't.
But he would be like, "So the party's over? You're saying there's no more partying?" Mm-hmm. I'd see him being like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One time we were hanging out drinking, and I was like, "All right." I'm gonna go in, and he goes like, "Why?"
And he's confused.
I was like, "I'm tired. It's late." He's like, "But don't you want like this to continue?" And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Just like the fun we're having. We're hanging out. I go, "Well, yeah, but like
tired.
That's, I'm more tired than I want that." And he was like, "I always want this
was
to continue."
Kind of manic though. The mania keeps going, so
yeah.
He can't stop once he gets going.
But you do think he has an addiction?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. And I don't worry about it, except that it's if he were not living the life he's leading, I don't think it'd be a big deal.
And what about the fact that he's gonna just keep touring and you know?
I know, it's concerning.
And the liver could be an issue, right?
It is an issue. Fatty liver is what.
Can you explain that to it? Like, how does that happen?
The oxidation reduction state of the liver shifts in the NAD, pH, NAD, ADP state. Just goes. It's a chemistry that shifts it towards not adipose production, like this is adipose, but free fat in the cells. And so fat droplets develop within the cells of the liver, and those cells are very unhealthy. And they can break down and then start to scar. And the other name for scarring is cirrhosis.
Ah, and that makes you super strong.
That's superpowers.
Yeah.
You're truly a cool guy when you have cirrhosis.
Ironically, I believe that Mickey Mantle had cirrhosis.
He did. And some people live quite some time with it. And some people, you know, people test fate. You know what I mean? And Bert is kind of getting on that thing a little bit. He's got kids and he's got a wife that loves him. Amazingly, and well, we've plumbed that territory.
I think I understand what's going on. No, he's a horrible husband, but a great friend. I love him dearly.
Yeah, a great friend, a great guy, and a great guest on podcasts. The best. So we today, Tom kindly agreed to come visit with us, and we thought we'd look at some cool guys.
Yeah.
And anything going on with your Sober October? Is it easy for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, the sobriety is never really the challenge part. It's more about like you know wanting to. Challenge yourself, better yourself. The theme this year has been to kind of take classes in either things you want to improve in or new things altogether.
By so, take classes, you have to go somewhere or can you take them on your phone? I mean, there's so many things you can get. You know.
You have to go somewhere.
Okay.
So like I've done tactical shooting.
Oh, I've seen your Instagram.
Yeah,
I got jealous.
That.
I wanted to go.
Oh, Taran Tactical. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I did that with him and his team. I did a boxing one-on-one class. I did a powerlifting class. I'm flying a plane this week.
Oh my gosh.
I'm doing a manual race car driving class this week.
And Bert's just not drinking.
Bert's just like, I went to spin class. We actually went to Ali.
I saw him at the shooting.
He went. Ali recommended this like sweat lodge place as a class. So you basically lay there, but you lay in 150+ degree wraps. And then they're like, yeah, this is like a cardio workout because your heart rate starts to elevate. So we did that, which was actually just really fun because they let you watch Netflix and talk during it. So we watched each other's and like made fun of each other. It was fun.
Oh, we watched each other's stand-up
special. And then I watched the Bundy thing. It was cool too.
Do you like the serial killer thing?
I love watching
Do you watch Mindhunter?
Oh yeah, yeah!
Oh,
I jerked
so
off
good.
The whole time. It was fantastic.
The whole time.
No, I just
the whole time.
I want to just watch those types of shows constantly. I just want to...
But those types meaning about serial killers?
No, just...
well-written,
I just,
you know.
Oh, it's well-written, but yeah. I mean, like, I love the thriller genre. I love crime shows. I'm not so much into the network ones, like the CBS and...
No,
because
yeah.
I just feel like it's very blueprint. You kind of...
Although I feel like the SVU is, yeah. like, comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a warm blanket.
I get it. Yeah. Exactly. But I love to just get... wrecked by one of those shows that's either an episodic thing on like an HBO or Netflix, usually because I'm saying they push it, you know, more.
Yeah.
Or like a great thriller film, but those are harder to come. They just don't make that many.
Are you watching any TV right now that you like Succession or any of that stuff?
I'm not watching. I've heard. It feels like I got to watch it. Yeah. I have not seen that. And there's a couple films I want to see. I want to see El Camino. The break. I haven't watched that yet. I haven't seen Joker yet. I'm trying to think of like good shows. I've run through the ones that I wanted to see, and we're
Mindhunter's amazing.
It's fantastic, right? And I also bought the book because the series came after the book came out because it's based on that FBI guy who started basically the behavioral profiling division.
Yeah, this is how we began the profiling process.
It's kind of a
criminals
well known thing now, and to think that when he was trying to get it going, they were like, huh?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I know. There's things where
those guys are just assholes.
Yeah.
That's all they thought.
Yeah, it's just a fucking dick, man. That's why he chops up girls. And you're like, okay.
Oh, my God. He's just a cool dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of cool dudes, can we go to our first clip here?
Yeah, what do we got for Drew?
Yeah, you're going to show me stuff, right?
I'm excited. I've seen 3 of the 4, and they're all super neat.
And I hear we're going to get a new update from Robert Paul.
That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, me too.
So this is a clip that was, I don't know what, if you know what episode this is from or no?
I don't
We
recall.
Played the semi, yeah, it was pretty recent. So this is obviously, I'll tell you this is a crew of guys on a construction site.
Yeah.
And are you going to play it from clip one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll let him kind of set it up himself for you. But these guys look like they're, you know, day laborers or guys that are, you know what I mean, doing kind
men,
of...
Men, they're being men.
They're
doing
being men
stuff,
yeah.
We got this $20 bill. He gonna be like Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, my God.
And take a bite off this rat's head.
Oh, my God.
$20, right?
Oh, look at the guy who's gonna do it. He has no teeth. How's he gonna do it?
I don't know. He's got that one important one you need in the front.
I don't know. It's over to the side.
Yeah. Well, you can lean that way.
Hang on. But that is a universal sign of like mental illness is the decayed teeth.
A lack of teeth is always a bad sign.
Yeah. So,
and then all your teeth is usually a good sign. So, yeah, there's always those polar opposites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. That, just for people listening, there's a dead rat.
Mummified.
So it's been dead for a minute.
Yes.
But still, I would guess that even... first of all, the only guy you approach with this $20 offer is missing multiple teeth. But as a health hazard, I'm assuming it's still a high health hazard, even though it's not
I'm trying to think what kinds of things you could get from that other than just horribly ill from all the bacteria that's loaded in there. I suppose you get plague. You get plague from that, right?
Really?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. You get typhus probably, too.
Seems like it's worth it.
Depends where they are.
I don't know. You kind of have to up the offer for me. Let's see where it goes.
Take a bite out of it, just rip his head off, spit it right through the garbage.
So they're in the south somewhere, pretty clearly, right? Oh, look at his teeth.
Oh no, he's got the important one. He's got both on.
He's going to have to gum the head off.
Ugh. Yeah, he can.
See?
All right, bite his leg off. I don't care.
Uh-oh.
See? Oh. Yeah, he did.
He didn't bite it off. No. He broke it off.
Broke it with his finger. So he's like, nah, dude.
Come on.
What's he doing?
Just bite the head off.
What's he doing?
We gotta get back to work, baby.
Gotta get back to work.
All right, well, hurry up. Just grab him by his leg and just bite his head off real quick.
Oh, it's so crunchy.
Look, that's Danielle's face right there.
Oh, look at those teeth, though, Drew.
Who's Danielle?
Look at those teeth.
Yeah, it's gross. It's beyond. It's the most one of the grossest just mummified animals you've ever seen.
I mean, rats.
Mouth is open with the two.
Do you have the phobia of some kind of rats?
Not really.
I hate fucking rats.
Oh yeah, It looks a little squirrelish. I gotta say, could that be a squirrel?
That's a rat.
Yeah. No, I rats. Yeah.
It makes me want to hurt an animal.
They carry bad illness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do animals, Like, how does it that there's certain animals like rats, other rodents, things that live outside, that they can eat anything?
Yeah.
Like, how does their system?
It's just a different system. It has a whole different way of digesting. Like, the rats will eat pine cones.
But, I mean, they can also eat, like, another dead animal.
Oh,
eat,
how they, you know, not, I mean? They like, don't get sick.
Yeah, they're just like, well, there you go. They trash. You know,
yeah,
like
they eat
they're
anything.
Like, that was delicious.
They don't get wounds either, which is weird. You think they, all the bacteria they live
yeah.
in. Huh.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, it is.
We should kill every rat.
Or either that or study them for why they're so potent.
That's true. But I always have this fantasy that all the rats are in a deep well, you know, like yeah. a deep, deep well, like millions of them.
Yeah.
And then I get to lean over and I see them. Oh, my God. And then I just fill it like with his gasoline. There's and I get to light the match.
You have weird fantasies.
Hear the screams. Yeah.
Yeah. How often do you have that fantasy?
Daily.
Is that just during Sober October or when you're using?
Usually when I see a rat.
And you see a rat, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You really don't like rats. Where'd you grow up again?
I moved around a lot.
Did you live in...
No, I didn't really see that many rats.
It's very hard to have that image sitting there. It is, yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, let's go to the next
Here
one.
Here we go.
Come on, man. How much you gonna cost? Another 10.
Oh, he goes down.
Right now. All right, I'll
do it for
you.
I'll
give you another 20. That's
40.
Whoa. So, by the way.
Oh, now he's in.
If you don't rip it off, it's over with. I get my money back.
Press pause. For the listeners, the guy asked for 50 and was able to get up to 40.
Yeah. And now then he went running for the rat when the second
ready.
20 was
he
down.
He is ready.
And maybe he is a part rat himself, eating whatever. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
Go!
Oh my God.
Oh!
Get my money back, nigga!
Oh, I like we have to throw the N-word in there.
Yeah.
Is he vomiting or anything?
No, I think he was just trying to spit out the rat's head
and all the hair and stuff.
What would it take for you to do that?
I don't think there's a number.
60?
No, it's definitely not in...
Look, he has all those teeth we didn't see.
Oh, yeah, those lower teeth.
Oh my God,
I like the way he just grabs onto that thing. And
look at that rat. Oh, my God.
It's just the most horrible thing I've ever seen somebody do.
Do you think that guy biting the rat's head has some type of mental illness or he's just Southern?
Well, he is Southern.
Yeah.
And I don't think he has diagnosable mental illness.
No. Do you think he's highly intelligent?
No. No.
Wait.
And I think he's...
Break it down for me.
Well, I'm looking at all missing front teeth.
Uh-huh.
Got a bunch of molars sitting in there.
Yep.
Which we didn't see. And that's how he got the rat's head off, by chewing off the side of his mouth. He is in some job where all the other men there thought they could convince him pretty easily to chew off
like,
the head of a...
That's the guy.
Yeah. So I'm guessing there's been some other activities that this fellow has been engaged in that were not of the highbrow type.
Right.
He doesn't put his pinky out when he drinks his tea.
Mm-mm.
No.
I bet you could get Bert to do this.
Oh, what an idea. Now you're on to something.
I mean, Burke makes good money, so he's obviously not going to do it for 20.
No, I'm more thinking that if the alcohol has to go, this should be the kind of thing he has to engage in, right? He needs to be the party guy.
Well, that's true. That's true.
The party.
Or we make him do things like this for alcohol. Is that a good plan?
That's a good plan.
Hey, let me get a drink. Hey, bite off this raccoon's foot.
Yeah. It's been dead for a while.
It's still alive.
No.
Yeah.
I think that could be the next chapter. He's looking for the next thing.
Yeah.
Because he's always got up the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
This is really a good idea.
All right. Cool guy. Another cool guy. That was a cool guy, right?
Very cool.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. More cool guys.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This guy's...
Now, that's an intense stare.
Well, let me tell you, it's actually formally called stare. Where you see the white above the iris, you see that just barely on the left eye. That's not normal.
Really?
When you have, you see, even though you're staring at me right now, your eyelid still cuts across the cornea a little bit, like a
Why?
End of a full moon. But when it goes, when you see the white above the iris,
uh-huh.
that's either thyroid disease, meth, or mania.
Really?
Yes.
Wait.
You
so,
can be cool and be all those things.
I understand meth or mania. What does thyroid? How does
hyperthyroidism?
And why would that alleviate?
Because it doesn't alleviate.
No, just, I meant elevate your,
it's like
your lid.
It's like being on meth.
Really?
Yeah, it's very similar stimulant.
So somebody with thyroid disease can behaviorally be...
They can be wild, yeah.
Really?
Many medical illnesses can present with psychiatric stuff. But I'm saying the stare, though. They could be just uncomfortable and
have you ever
stare.
Had a patient where...
Probably yes.
I'm saying where you're in your initial, intake phase?
Evaluation. Yeah.
And you're like thinking of drugs, thinking, you know, running through it in your head, and then you go, oh, maybe thyroid disease.
That's my job.
How often does that happen?
All the time.
Oh, really?
All the time. I ran a medical service in a psychiatric hospital, and our job was to make sure there wasn't a medical problem causing the psychiatric symptoms. And we found stuff all the time.
So when it's
all
a thyroid disease, in a way, is this, I'm trying to like phrase it correctly. Is that like, it's not your fault? Like that's just,
It's you have Graves' disease. You have autoimmune attack in your thyroid. You get hyperthyroidism, and you may just be stimulated and have a stare and stuff, and be hyperreflexic and that kind of thing. But you can actually develop psychosis
from thyroid disease.
Yeah, you can develop a lot. You get depressed,
and that happens all the time.
I didn't see a lot of that, but I saw a lot of medical conditions causing psychiatric symptoms. A lot,
and
usually cancers.
Oh, really?
Cancers and heart disease. Yeah,
will do that to someone.
It can cause all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. You said also meth, and then what was the other thing you said?
Mania.
Mania. Mm.
Ready? Let's see what he's got. He's got a Steelers poster.
I'll just make a little video for y'all's post. My name is Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony Lucas, number one. It's nice to meet y'all.
Uh-oh.
There. Some very, very wonderful people on here.
Uh-oh.
God bless you all, and you're all just beautiful.
Now I'm saying mania right now. Okay, that's a manic dude.
I'm liking it.
All right.
Yeah.
Mark is into oil, sex, girls. I'm on here. Free, single, and 51. Enjoy.
Now I'm back to meth. No, definitely not thyroid.
He also mentioned he's into oral sex.
Yeah, he just wants. Is he trying to procure that? By the way, what's on the wall next to the Steelers poster up there?
Looks like a horse,
like an Indian papoose.
I believe native is the correct
Native
term.
American Indian
Jesus,
papoose.
You insensitive.
I really
bastard.
Am. And it's Indigenous Peoples Day too.
There it is.
I know. I'm bad.
Is it officially changed to that?
Yes,
it is.
In this city.
In this city.
Yeah.
But what about nationally?
Columbus Day.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way Kansas City's like, oh, it's Indigenous Peoples Day. They're just like, oh!
Yeah, right, the Seminoles.
Yeah, fuck, they're not giving a shit. Oh, is there more?
No, that's it.
Oh, so hypersexual more goes towards the meth type thing, and the super short haircut is sort of a meth thing.
Hey, I got a super short haircut.
Yeah, but the beard compensates for it. So his beard, no. So we don't know. We need more of that cool boy.
But it's kind of a thing. It's funny that that clip doesn't go further than that.
It is weird, isn't it? They normally go on for quite some time.
No, yeah, this was a short Instagram video that he posted.
Oh, you have more of him?
No, that's
okay.
It.
Yeah, look for him. Find more.
Yeah, I bet he's got a lot of neat posts.
I bet he does too.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're manic like that. Remember when Charlie Sheen got mania and he was smoking out of his nostril and stuff?
Yeah. So that was mania that he was.
Yeah.
Was that
it was hypomania?
Was that hypomania? Is it like induced by his drug use?
Probably.
Because he was into crack. I mean, he was in a lot of stuff, but smoking crack.
That'll do it.
That's got to be a wild ride.
To you smoke so much crack that you get manic?
I just mean smoking crack to begin with.
Yes.
It's got to be a fun thing to do.
And it is fun. Cool guys tend to do it.
Yeah.
And it has a very characteristic path.
Mm-hmm.
Every crack addict knows exactly what's going to happen. And yet they can't stop.
Oh, you mean like that they're going to...
Exactly where they're going to go with it. So usually they start out with some friends.
Yeah.
Within a few hours, they're down to one or two or maybe nobody. And they keep going. After about the fifth hit, it's not feeling good anymore. It mm-hmm. literally feels bad.
Yeah.
But they can't stop. Now as the days go on, because usually binges go for a couple of days straight, they start moving more and more towards the interior, whether it's a house or an apartment. They just go away from the windows. Eventually, the curtains get pulled, foil up on the windows,
mm-hmm.
and then closet or bathroom
and doing the creep there,
not sleeping, just doing the pipe, and then develop psychosis and a complete preoccupation with uniformed officers. People in uniforms are trying to come in.
Oh.
And they're usually up high. And I've seen people describe SWAT teams, you know, ninjas, the men in uniforms are coming to break in, and really? They're always looking out at the foyer and they see them.
Now, physically, you know how there's certain tells with certain drugs, yep. right? Like things, let's say the eye color, yep. or, you know,
the stare, like we were talking about.
The stare, sometimes the skin and the teeth.
Skin with meth.
Does crack physically have tells? Like, can you look at someone and be like, that looks like crack? Because I don't know.
It's hard because sometimes people with ADD sort of get calmed down with crack and they don't get too...
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they get kind of leveled a little bit from it.
Oh, and so it's kind of a good thing you're saying.
It's a treatment.
Yeah.
It's just their medicine.
Yeah.
They still get psychosis. They still get the same syndrome.
So is it that bad to try, though?
It's the one drug that people usually say they wish they'd never tried.
Really?
Yeah, heroin, sometimes they say that, but crack, they always say like...
Just because it's so addictive?
It's just a boom, a one-timer. And you
got to have it again.
You're preoccupied.
You say you think you could try that?
I'd say you could try.
You think you would have you'd be hooked though if you
myself?
Tried? Yeah.
That it's possible enough that I wouldn't want to do that. Wouldn't want to try it.
Yeah.
You figure we got to now?
I don't know.
Is the gauntlet down? You and I have to someday on a podcast?
I feel like we got
to
try.
The ratings drop. We have to do this.
We got to try some drug. We got to. What's the one timer we can go for?
We could definitely take an opiate or benzodiazepine. Yeah. Yeah, because it's OxyContin or something.
Let's take some Oxy. What?
Why are you laughing?
Could you get someone to come here and administer fentanyl?
That'd be dangerous.
That's why we should do it. But with medical supervision.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of zonk out on the table. Get a couple whores in here. Make it fucking interesting, you know?
Strippers and...
Yeah, November 1st. We'll do it to celebrate the end of Sober October. That's a fun thing. What about Coke? Do you think we could do a bump and be all right?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, that we could do.
Could I try that sometime?
Sure.
And you don't think I'd be like
horribly
addicted?
No, not intranasally, no.
How come?
I worry about men our age getting heart attacks and strokes and things from it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, sorry. But
I wanted to do it with my son sometime, you know?
Meth.
Just have like a...
He's a little young for it.
Yeah. Meth? We could try meth?
Try meth, probably.
Speed,
yeah.
Is there a way to try it without smoking it?
Yeah, we could do pharmaceutical, like Dioxin, something like that.
What's the one that everyone's on? Adderall.
Yeah, we could do that.
Is that speed?
That's dextroamphetamine.
What does that mean?
Pretty close.
Pretty close? Mm. I should try that. I've never tried it.
Mm. Me neither.
Let's try it together. Let's see how fucking many podcasts we can do if we do it together. Let's see how many hours. Let's do a marathon.
That's a great idea.
And then we're like, all right, we're doing meth, guys. Let's get through this next hour. That'd be fun as shit.
We may go for a day or so. Those guys may lose their
minds.
And
I'll be like, what? I'm here with the doctor. It's fine. You know? Yeah, these guys would have to get on it too. We'd have the whole team on meth.
Oh, I don't know. The cameras
like,
could be flipping
we'd be like,
around.
Hey, Rogan, you think you do a lot of hours? All right.
Now let's get back to the show.
Who's this next guy?
Hypnosis.
Oh, I am so excited to show you this.
Show me this one.
This is funny because we had this in our rundown that we do your mom's house with like for months.
Oh.
It was one of those
things. You never got to it?
We just, for some reason, there would be like one big clip that would just bump it down.
Yeah, too busy watching a guy get his legs chopped off in an auto shop.
Yeah, something like that would come up and we'd be like, this is too fun.
Yeah.
And we'd get lost in it. And then you'd get into interviewing a guest. Anyways,
do you ever know who sends these things? Do you ever find out who's connected to them?
Rarely, but sometimes.
I think that would be good.
Yeah.
I want to meet, have eye contact with people that send some of this stuff.
Some people, like, I feel, the way that I think it breaks down too is you have the whole audience.
Mm.
And I think there's a large percentage of the audience that kind of knows how we're watching the clip and what is the amusing or, you know, entertaining part of it.
Yeah.
And then there's another percentage of people who have watched it for other reasons. And sometimes they send in the clip. Sometimes they're like, So the, I found this thing that's awesome, and you're gonna like it. And you're like, hey, this is pretty wild. And they're like, right? Isn't that good? And you're like, well, good. And how I would describe it. Like, there's definitely that element out there.
Oh,
because it's the internet, you know.
I don't have to meet those guys.
Those I wouldn't recommend.
But those are probably cool guys.
Very cool. Yeah. They could send in their own videos.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why maybe we do need to meet them.
Okay, so there's a whole lane. Did you ever go to a hypnosis show?
Sure.
Yeah. So I was actually a participant in college in one, and I'd seen them, and what I tried to get on, right? On purpose. So the hypnotist, if you've never seen it, what they do first is they'll get the audience. They'll be like, some people will be able to do. It's all suggestion, and they're like, when I snap my fingers, everyone's going to fall into a deep, deep sleep. So I just sold it like you would in like an improv club.
Yeah.
Leaning over the chair, and I got called up, and then everything that he did, it was literally like how they do. If you've taken improv class, it's exactly how they do some of the improv teaching, which is when I'm going to say this and then show me how you would do it. You know, like you're super happy. You think something smells bad and you just kind of sell it. So I just did that.
Are you sure? You sure you hadn't been suggested, and you think that you were playing along with it?
100%. Okay. And I was also playing to. There was a big crowd there, I was playing to it and like trying to get laughs and the whole thing. But this is something you always think about when you learn about what a hypnotist is doing. You're like, oh, can you get chicks to fuck you? You know, like that's what you think when you're in college, at least. Sure. You're like, is this guy gonna, you know? And so these videos came in. There's a few of them of this guy. I don't know his name, but
it's a hypno slave.
Aaron Glotfelter.
Okay.
Yep. Just rolls off the tongue.
He looks like a cool dude.
Hypnotist Glotfelter is there with a lovely lady, and I'll just let him take it from there. You know, she's looking at him, waiting for instruction, I guess.
We're going to be doing the erotic hypnosis tonight. Have you ever been hypnotized before?
No.
You ever seen it done?
Yes.
School, fair?
TV.
What'd you think?
It's weird.
It's weird that she's
fake.
It's fake. Okay. Fake.
You're nervous, aren't you?
Hello.
Okay.
Okay. It's fake. She's
orgasm now. Spank. 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 Come for me. And sleep. Sleep deeply. Pleasure. And now you're kneeling in obedience to my words. It's so sexy. It sends shivers through your body. Shivers of pleasure.
I'm not sure. I feel bad watching.
Why? Because you think someone's being maybe manipulated?
Maybe, but he's so cool.
He's very cool about it. I like that she clearly has the panties off and that he's giving her nice back pats.
I know. What the hell?
Kind of help her relax a little bit.
Oh, my God.
What do you feel like's going on?
Hypnosis can take women. There's such a thing as hypnotizing women and making them climax.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen.
It does?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
I've seen them demonstrated. I've read about it. They can do that. It's not that difficult.
I bet you could do that.
No. But strangely enough, when I was like 13, I watched a hypno show and I went, I could do that. And I learned how to hypnotize people at 14.
See?
Yeah, but I'm saying, not so sure.
You really learned?
Yeah.
How did you?
Did what he did, and I kind of figured out what he was doing.
It's just the rhythm. Yeah. It seems like it's very rhythmic.
Yeah,
right?
A certain way of you use your speech. You put someone to sleep essentially, but you put them in a certain kind of sleep.
Now I did.
Took me a long time to get them.
I was able to get hypnotized. Okay, so that time, complete bullshit, like acting job.
Yeah.
Like more than 10 years later, like 15 years later, in a one-on-one session, I went for hypnosis, and I definitely felt like.
Something
whatever
happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it, I mean, you feel great afterwards, right?
I did rested. Yeah. I felt rested. And I mean, it wasn't like to like, you know,
you weren't being
like
a chicken
clown.
Or anything.
No,
yeah.
no. It was like more like, you know,
stop smoking. Or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
She was like, all right.
Yeah.
Come on your stomach.
Hypnosis is it?
Yeah.
Just not like a clown.
What happened to the last one? Did you skip it?
I was reviewing, the footage.
Your footage.
Do you all have to have a nasal piercing?
Orgasm now.
Oh.
10 times stronger. 20 times stronger. Pleasure. And bliss. Spank. Spank. And come for me. And on the count of three, even though you're out of hypnosis, you'll still feel the same intensity of the best orgasm. 1, 2, 3. Orgasm now.
My dick's hard too. Are you turning on?
I'm just wondering how these women consent for this.
Now,
what are they consent?
Are you
for?
Saying because you said it's possible? Do you think this woman's really having an orgasm then?
I don't think he's getting her to orgasm. No,
no,
I don't think.
Let's see. There's more though.
You've been doing a lot of that over the past hour. That could take up some energy. So not only does the hypnosis feel like sleep and makes you feel kind of rested, but
she has your orgasm. They both have nasal piercings. Both these women.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I love chicks like that.
Horseshoes.
I think it's the same woman.
Oh, what? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know, but the other one, really?
Yeah, he hypnotized her the first time, and now he's, like, re-hypnotizing her.
No, but there was another one in between wearing, like, a green shirt.
Oh, that so one. I was reviewing.
Also with the nasal piercing.
You think that's
right?
The same girl?
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah.
That's for sure the same girl.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Okay.
Huh.
You've been doing a lot of that over the past hour.
I don't know how you guys are able to be, like, of course.
I don't see it.
Yeah. Maybe we just have old eyes or something, because I'm in the same place where I'm like, I have no idea. Okay.
As you listen to my voice, you feel your entire body become excited. Your nipples tingle. Your clit tingles.
Your clit tingles.
Whenever I've seen hypnotists do it this in the past, it's not this gross.
Really?
This is the gross hypnotist.
Well, this is why he's on the show.
Yeah. This is a cool guy. I get
it. Super gross.
Yeah. Everywhere. You feel deep. Wet, warm, throbbing in that most wonderful spot. Pleasure and arousal.
And when he started, I thought he's gay, right? And I think, oh no, he's just weird.
He's weird.
He's just up with the guy.
He's the guy that perfected this.
Yeah. I wonder why I thought he was gay at first. Weird.
All women, when they're turned on,
yeah,
love to be touched.
Oh.
And you really enjoy the sensation of being touched when you're turned on, don't you?
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Oh my God.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
What?
Yeah.
What did you
draw closer and closer? Embrace me.
Embrace me.
So embrace me as you would a lover.
Embrace me as you would a lover.
Build.
And look at the hands. Look at Hansy over here.
It's so disturbing.
And build. Enjoying the sensation of having my voice in your mind. Craving, in fact, and subconsciously, you know, you won't go so long again without being hypnotized by me. Do you understand?
Oh,
what
he's like, you're not gonna go this long again without returning to me to be hypnotized again.
Oh my God,
he's planting that in her, like, come back.
Does this guy have an army of?
The best part about it is,
I think I'm done with this dude.
Can you skip to when he's touching her?
Oh,
arousal. Building and building and building. Look into my eyes. Look deep into my eyes.
Nope. What the hell?
Stronger. Stronger. See now. With all the weights and burdens and responsibilities gathering so much.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very odd.
By the way, you'll forget everything that just happened. You'll never remember.
Look at the hands.
You feel all your stresses and tensions melt away.
Well, it's getting up there, that hand.
Embrace me. Embrace me with all your passion. You just came. And you guys, you know, explode. Put it all out. Climax. Come here. Pleasure.
Yeah.
And what is it?
Feels like she definitely did more.
And I wonder why, when she shows up, what she thinks this is for.
Well, yeah, but I guess this is also time number two. That hand is going. Stomach. Hey. Yep. I forgot I got those cameras on. He's just squeezing it now.
Is this going out of this country?
You're flying. You're going to orgasm. Flying. Jump in my arms.
Jump in my arms?
What?
Orgasm now? Climax now? Come now?
Where's that left hand?
Yeah, right. Can't see it at all. I like the way he like looks at the camera, like, check it out. It's
like, you like this guy?
Am I a cool dude?
I feel like this is what this is for is for like other dudes who are like, how can I do that? He's like, see what I did?
Oh.
Sign up for my class.
Oh, right? My God. That is the worst news of all time.
It's $199 and then you can grope.
It's called Hypno Slave.
Yep. It's pretty cool. Hypno Slave. Hey, can you go to his website real quick?
I was going to say, he's not in jail? This is really disturbing.
Hypno Slave.
Here it comes. Oh, what the hell?
This guy's the fucking man. Aaron Glotfelter.
What the hell?
Okay, enter.
You're gonna go into the website.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh, is it just videos? It
scrolls.
Holy shit.
Oh, this was a light version of what this guy's.
Yeah, because how about Brittany and Kelly there? Oh shit. Oh, they're naked.
Yes.
Oh, this guy's awesome.
Oh, so he's selling videos over here.
Okay. Good for him.
Could it just be plain old fake?
Play a video,
you know what
sample.
I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, it could be all acting.
And could this be just a genre?
Yeah,
a
it
genre
totally
porn
could be.
Or something?
Does it not come up?
No, it's access denied.
It makes me feel.
Why?
I think it's a fail to connect to database. I think this is he needs to contact his webmaster or something.
Oh, way to go, Aaron.
But if it's all fake, the genre of porn, I feel much better.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh my God, there's another one.
It's weird that he keeps his dick in his pants, though. If you're making porno,
like no, yeah, but you can't genre. You can't predict. You know what I mean?
Oh right.
They could be walking leather with dog faces on, like
true
the puppy play.
But she's got all this clothes on. I mean, this is boring already. You know,
the other one had clothes on too.
I know,
and it was disturbing. It was fine. It's terribly disturbing.
There's got to be like the. Porno hypnosis, right? Obviously, that's got to be a lane.
Like more extreme.
Yeah, of course. Where they're like, I'm coming in your ears. All right.
I feel dirty. All right. Now for a little bit of...
I was going to say, if you feel dirty with that, you're going to jump onto this?
No. Okay. Well, before we go to the palate cleansing, I'll jump onto some emails. 29-year-old broad. I have a two-part question.
29-year-old broad?
That's what it says. Strange under 30. Is it really qualify as a broad?
Yeah, I don't know.
I have fatty liver disease. I haven't drank alcohol in over 2 years. I'm actually allergic. I had fatty liver since being a teenager. Always struggled with my weight, so she has weight-related fatty liver. My dad dies of liver cancer and hep C. You should get checked for that. Do I have any diet advice? Yes, go on a keto diet or lose some weight. Go to a doctor regular, get blood work. I stay away from a lot of sugars and carbs. Good. Thanks. I wear wrist braces when I sleep. Cool chick. Wrist braces. I don't know.
Why would you wear wrist braces?
I don't know. It makes her cool, it says. Thanks for the input. My sister's on the mountain going to get her talk to you later.
Okay. Well, that part I get.
Okay.
So
she has fatty liver disease, some kind of liver disease. Definitely can check for hep C and lose the weight.
So is that unusual that someone's had fatty liver since they were a teen?
Yeah, very unusual. And that she doesn't drink anymore. And she says she's 20 pounds overweight. But
I
know.
That's not that significant, right?
A lot of people are 20 pounds overweight or actually like 50 pounds overweight.
Oh, they're saying they're 20 pounds?
Yeah,
And is 50 pounds overweight bad?
And non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is considered probably the leading cause of cirrhosis going forward. So.
Non-alcoholic liver disease?
Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease from this kind of thing is a serious thing.
So this girl...
Over a lifespan.
Just really needs to lose some weight.
Yep. And no drink. And get checked for hepatitis C because her dad had hep C. So, burning question. I've only experienced this once, but I'm wondering if what the hell happened. A few years ago, I was having sex with my boyfriend. Immediately after I climaxed, I had crippling lower abdominal pain. Fetal position for like 15 minutes, debating on calling an ambulance. So felt like severe menstrual cramps. Usually that is from the...
You got your guts dug out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I went to my primary, got an abdominal ultrasound, all clear. It never happened again. You can get spasms in there's the round ligament, the pubococcygeus muscle, and the things can spasm in the pelvis and in the pelvic floor.
Can something happen, by the way, when I've seen some videos with just enormous dicks, you know? Like looks like horse dicks. Like I don't even know how the human being...
Could it be fake?
No. These are real ones.
Okay.
And it's like, I know obviously the vaginal canal can deliver a child, but can the straight up just enormity of a dong do some damage to somebody?
Yeah, but you know, like as you notice, the vagina is designed to go right back even after a baby's head goes through. Right.
Right.
So you're not going to really do anything. When people talk about it being stretched out, that doesn't really happen.
But how about as far if it were long, can it?
Well, as far as damaging from penetration, sure.
Oh, you can.
You can bruise people and you can stir things up a bit. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and particularly if they have any kind of inflammation up in there, it can really hurt.
So, I know.
Cervicitis. Or...
I know a guy that I worked with who said he was a big fucking guy, 6'8", yeah. Like 330. Mm-hmm. And he said, and I believed him, that he was hung like a horse. And he said he tore two separate women's vaginas where they needed stitches.
I guess so. I mean, like, babies can do that, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'll call them. I'll see if it's.
Check out. Yeah. What more happens is you get a little splitting down towards the base. Oof. You know, like, you get split in the corner of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's more that kind of thing that happens. See, hey, too big is often more of a problem than too small.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you run into that as from here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, women do not like too big. They think they would, but it does not work out so well.
And what's, okay, so you had this. For the asshole, nothing bigger than an okay sign for your
boy.
Asshole.
What are we going to do for the vagina?
So, like, how big of a dong should they be with?
The vagina is much more of an individual thing.
Case by case.
Case by case. For the most part, we're sort of in the same zone.
Okay.
But there are those that could do quite a bit better.
Yep.
Two okays.
Size queens.
Yeah. Depends what you're into. Well, that's a little much. How come whenever I make white in the morning, it takes me longer to reach climax than when I do it before going to bed? I do it four times a week, sometimes before, sometimes after going to sleep. 30-year-old male, uncircumcised. Oh, that has everything to do with it. Morning, everything is sort of slowed down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You sort of, it takes a, you know, everything is takes longer.
Sometimes the morning jerk feels really great.
Quick question about Tina's TikToks.
Yeah.
Does she worry that you jerk too much, that you're getting your losing your chi?
Does she?
Yeah.
No, because I don't jerk. I jerk less than I used to.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But when you're married, it's good to use your chi for your partner.
Yeah, yeah. No, like right now I'm backed up. I got a lot of rage in me right now.
Good. You better watch out.
Yeah.
Tina's TikToks. A lot of them make me cringe and feel very uncomfortable. I'm fine with even enjoy 99% of the other things on YMH. I think it's mainly from the people who take their videos very serious and are genuine in their attempts, but they're just so bad and have misguided energy. I kind of feel sad. I do too.
Some of the TikToks are just alarming.
I feel sad most of these videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that puppy play, I just feel sad.
I don't know which one. There's so many, and most,
you want to show Tom
most
taste
of them
the peppy.
Have really put me down.
Yeah. I feel uncomfortable and sometimes sad at some of their curations, as opposed to creations.
Oh, my God.
I ask because I know I'm not the only one who feels this way, and I can't stop watching.
God.
Love the show. Shout out Blue Band's Eagle Nest.
Some of the TikToks really have sent me down. I mean, some of them are really funny.
Yeah.
Or,
what's this? Is it TikTok?
Yeah.
How many suicides does it take to realize that what you say online fucking matters?
So he's lip syncing poorly.
To
is
somebody
guy really saying that?
Is a guy really singing, or is it
someone is really saying that
in the room there with him?
No, no, no.
It's taped.
A recording. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then he is voice. You
yes,
know,
I see that. He looks so depressed he can't even move his lips.
I think that's his lane. Is I'm super depressed.
Oh, I see. That's his brand.
Yeah, that's his brand. Kind of looks like a he kind of looks like a broke clown.
But doesn't strangely, he doesn't make me feel as sad as some of the people that really think they kind of look good. The Dunning-Kruger stuff. You know what Dunning-Kruger is, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. That's really more prevalent now.
I think so.
Than in probably any time in history, it feels like.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, you see it. I think as podcasters, you have a lot of conversations with people, obviously. It's like that's the media, that's the whole format. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you end up having conversations with people and you realize they have strong opinions on things, and you're like, oh, you don't know shit about it. Like, you know, you read like a headline.
Oh,
you know?
My God. All the
time. I mean, you also, there's different lanes of it. It's not just from podcasting. One of the ones that I think is interesting, I know enough to know that I don't know
right
about, let's say, all these, everything in the news, because I am a news consumer.
Yeah.
But you'll end up having, you know, starting a conversation with somebody about a big story in the news. And you'll see like how opinionated they are, and you're like, oh yeah, yeah. And then you go to the second layer of that news story, and they're like, what's that all about? You're like, well, that's the origin of this story.
Yeah, that's the actual where this all got going.
That's how we're talking about this.
Yes. No, I see it all the time.
Yeah.
It really kind of scares me. Because I have the opposite, which is the imposter effect.
Uh-huh.
The opposite kind of.
Oh, I know that well.
Yeah, the imposter is you know a lot about a lot, and it makes you feel like you know nothing because you know how much there is to know.
Imposter syndrome, you feel that too as a performer.
Yes.
You know, because and that shit can be very real on certain day to day.
Yeah.
Know, certain days where you're just like, that, you know, like you feel, I obviously, like, you know, I've been doing comedy for a long time, and then you'll just be like, I'm no good. I'm a fraud. I don't, you know what I mean? And then you'll feel that like very strongly backstage.
How's your tour been going?
The tour's been great.
It's been big rooms, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been big rooms. And, I have a huge run coming up of, I have Europe, and then I get back,
how great.
And I do the Northeast, and then I do the Southeast, then I shoot the special.
Oh my God.
And then I am mostly done, and then I do Australia and New Zealand in the new year.
God, that's so crazy. It's wild to see the world like that, isn't it?
It's wild to see the world like that, yeah. But I mean, yeah, there's things like that, you know, where you're like, the imposter syndrome is basically like, I don't deserve.
Well, you know. Have you seen the, I was talking to, what was my last podcast guest? I'm blanking on her name.
Kalila.
We were talking about Bobby Lee's having this paralyzing anxiety whenever he performs or whenever he has a audition for something.
Yeah.
And I was watching the Pavarotti documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Did you seen that? Ron Howard thing? It's really good. But one of the things that shocked me, they were interviewing a couple of the daughters, and they were saying, oh yeah, his entire career before he went out for an opera or a performance, he was paralyzed with anxiety, was convinced he was going to blow it, and then wouldn't listen to a recording afterwards because he thought he sucked.
Yeah.
Pavarotti.
But I hear that, and I don't. I have more of the like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
I kind of got it too, but yeah. But even he gets that.
Yeah, yeah, which
incredible.
Is actually comforting.
It is a little bit, isn't it?
Which is like, I always tell like young comics, like one of the great things about going to, especially the Comedy Store, in the OR, if you're there enough nights, you'll see a huge comedian not do well.
Oh yeah.
If you're there enough nights.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, there's certainly nights where everybody does great, but that room and the way that the room fills and the way that people come in, you'll see good, really talented people not do. And I'm saying it's good for you because you're like, oh, it's like everyone's human.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that because of their, or it could be either, I imagine, I'll ask the question. Is that because of their performance, or is that because of the people in the room, or is it some combination?
It's a combination of the two. Because like what happens is the most famous people, obviously, when they normally perform, they're performing to people that came out to see them that night.
Right.
And what's special about the store is that you can go there any night of the week, and yes, there will be people there who recognize the most famous people, but they might not be fans of
just walked in.
They could be, yeah. Like it could be a night where like, that just so happens that the room has a bunch of people that love, you know, one or two
listen,
people.
I am not skilled at the experience you're talking about, but we did a Dr. Drew After Dark live at Caroline's.
Yeah.
And there was a group of people that walked in. They were not into the Brown videos we were playing.
Yeah.
At all. And became sort of weirdly threatening and stuff. And it was distracting for me. I couldn't pay attention to the rest of the audience who was
really
actually excited to be there. Yeah.
So wait, what do you, I know we've touched on it before. What do you attribute this like explosion of the Dunning-Kruger happening to?
I think our educational system is failing a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because we have so much information that people have access to, they think that they really know something because it's, but they don't seem to understand the difference between information, knowledge, applied knowledge, and expertise. They don't get it.
Yeah.
Because they've never experienced it. But they have all this information. Information is not very useful.
There's also this thing about, I feel like, the wanting to be right and the how big it is to comment on things.
Mm.
Because you go to any video about something and all of a sudden there's tens, you know, an unpopular, but it could be tens of thousands of comments. And you're like, there's no way everybody on here is well informed on the topic that the video is about.
Right.
But yet it's nothing but strong polarizing opinions. And you're like, everyone's weighing in like they're an expert. There's no way everyone here is an expert.
There's another thing that I have to deal with, which is I am an expert and people are not expert or telling me how I should, you know, what my opinion should be.
Uh-huh.
And furious if they're not commensurate with theirs.
And this is with people who are both using and not using?
Interesting. Yes. But if you're drug seeking, then it's especially vehement.
But even so, even like a sober person's like, oh, yeah. No, dummy.
Oh yeah, don't you know that this you have to have this opinion, or you're something wrong with you because you don't.
Hmm.
Listen, they don't talk to carpenters like that.
It's hilarious.
They don't tell the carpenter to hang the door, but physicians somehow they feel entitled to.
Yeah, I
had a little more training than a carpenter. I did a little more.
I've seen a patient's advocate tell a doctor not to use a device. Where I'm mm-hmm. like,
all the time.
And the doctor's like, we have to. And they're like, that's the problem. They're like, that's not the problem.
Yeah, all the time. There's stuff like that going on.
And then, I mean, I guess like I could understand why a doctor might say something pretty snappy to.
I have been known to sometimes, yeah. And I feel bad about it. I shouldn't do it.
What do you say? Like, hey, fuckhead. Did you go to med school?
I don't, but as it pertains to the homeless population these days, I'm so sick that three people are dying. Three people died today while we're sitting here, that the people are getting in the way of us trying to help them. I just ask, what's your training in mental health? Oh, none. You have no business speaking. Don't speak.
Don't speak.
And then if you keep speaking, you're a murderer. You're murdering people three a day. I don't fucking talk to murderers. Get the fuck out of my way.
Mm.
So that's for that problem. That's what I'm dealing with now.
And we'll transition from that.
Yeah, it's Robert Paul.
So just so that people know, so Robert Paul Champagne, the great piss on me, beat me, try it out.
I'm going to go see him maybe in a couple of weeks.
I'm fucking so stoked about so this.
I'm going to go do it.
Because Josh went and visited him. But
I'm in New York all the time, and I'll just take the train up to Harlem and just cruise into his little complex.
You're going with a camera.
Of course.
Okay, I have somebody who will go with you.
In New York?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Robert, after we gave him an iPhone, started up a new account, because I don't know what happened to his original Instagram account, but he also started posting on YouTube, which I love, under the name Robert Champagne. Just in case you're looking for what we're about to play, the title of this video is 592507136 3BD422 4BB 8517 4B2A 86 E7B4 842891 26 FB.
Yep.
And he titles them
1262 FB.
I'm sorry, 1262 FB.
Yes.
He titles each of them with code, which is, I think, a great way to build an audience.
It sure is.
And yeah, I think that's an auto code that comes in for him. But I have not seen what we're about to see. So have you seen this?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so a little context is that this was sent to the email, to the YMH email account, maybe 4 or 5 hours ago.
Oh, this is hot off the presses.
This video was posted 3 days ago.
Oh.
It's got 19 views, which I think is high. I've never seen him do this specifically on camera. So I thought it was worth sharing.
Is he going to drink his urine like you keep showing me?
No, you've seen that.
Oh,
okay. Give it to us.
Look better. They're more intense. So come on, man, let's get down. Let's get freaky. Let's get with the magic, baby. I want it all rough, tough, and no holds barred.
I see some sweat.
So you know how to do mania. Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm going to come now. I'm coming. Oh, baby. Oh, get off. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to. Come on, man. Fuck the hell, man. You're walking around there and you're homeless. You got no place to live, man. Or if you're just a crackhead or.
Whoa.
Can you play that again? That was intense. Jesus.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So, you know,
wait, stop. Freeze for a second. Look, what's going on? What's with the tiki theme behind him? It's like Hawaiian.
Oh, so you see
theme.
Like there's like sweat or oil or something,
yeah, and then
right?
What's with the giant medallion on his chest?
Well, like these are all things that Josh would know about.
Josh, what's going on?
He's been in that home.
And what's behind him on those shelves? It's like full Hawaiian theme in there. What's going on? Is that a bamboo?
It's just his decor, you know?
I know it's just
These are very valuable collectibles, right?
Yeah, he has a lot of antiques and he crafts. He makes a lot of crafts, and that's some things back there. That's like a lattice, if you will, with some house plants.
Is it bamboo?
I'm not sure the material. I didn't get close enough to the wood.
And is that like a sheriff's badge on his chest?
It looks to be. He loves jewelry. He creates it. He makes it. I'm sure when you go there, he'll bestow some.
After watching this video, I'm not going.
You got
it.
This
ruined it for me.
What?
This video? This is the one?
Are you sure?
I'll think about it.
Wait. Watch it one more time. Oh.
And yeah. I'm gonna come now. Huh. I'm coming. Oh, baby. Get off. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a coming up, man. Fuck the hell, man. You're walking around there and you're homeless, you got no place to live, man. Or if you're just a crackhead or a drug addict, man, come on, man. Come on, man. I've got some poor chocolate candy bar, giving you big candy bar food, sweets. You need a sweet drink. You want to take your smoke, your drug.
Wait, don't stop.
Get drugs
more?
Here. Yeah.
Take drugs
and
here.
All you got to do is fuck the shit out of me, man. Just fuck the shit out of me.
I think we saw some stomach sauce there.
Use me like a piece of garbage, man.
Use me like
serious
a piece
response,
of garbage.
Man. I need a good fucking. If I want you to fuck the shit out of me, man.
He
I want
not,
you to fuck me. Use me, man.
Stop
I want
his
guys to slap
rap.
Me, kick me in a ball,
same
man.
Rap. And I'm wondering if that's...
By the way, from when we started playing it...
Yeah.
It's into the hundreds of the same
rap. So I'm wondering, I don't think he ever gets any homeless people to visit him, right?
I don't think a lot.
So I'm wondering if it has something to do with his whole ritual around masturbating.
I don't know about is that so much as maybe when you visit, you'll get it.
Which, what will I get?
Maybe you'll have a new opinion on why it's not popping off there.
What?
I don't know.
What's Josh talking about?
Visit, bro.
Huh? You gotta visit, he says.
You gotta go visit, bro.
He says it's tight.
It's tight? It's cool?
Yeah.
He's a cool dude? Is there like carpeted with feces, animal feces or something? It's a... No, nothing like that.
He says it's just like a lot of antiques, a lot. Like a unique... He inherited his mother's stuff. So.
Yeah.
So I'm saying loaded with antiques and artifacts and, you know, it's kind of peculiar.
I get that.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, maybe you'll want to fuck him. I don't know.
Oh, well, who knows? Whoa. I want to know who sent us that.
You said one of the listeners sent it in?
Yeah, that was Patrick.
Mm. All right, Patrick. All right, well.
We got to, make sure you rip that video.
Yeah.
And get me that whole orgasm audio.
You got it.
I got to send that to a couple of friends.
Let's take some voice messages. Come on, a couple of voice mails. I want to hear what Tom talked to some of our listeners.
Hey, Dr. Drew. My name is Everett. I'm from Arizona. So, quick question. Every time I finish making white, occasionally if it's after like a hard session, I guess, my ears will pop. It's usually my right ear. Can't hear anything out. And it usually lasts about 3 to 5 minutes, at most like 10 minutes. Well, what's going on? What am I just like pumping air inside of me up into my head or something? Or I don't know. But love the show. You guys are doing great. Hope to hear back from you.
All right, so two things. Sometimes people get ringing in their ears afterwards, and it can be one side or the other, or both.
And after orgasm?
Yeah, and sometimes there's a lot of hormonal and vascular autonomic shifts, and some people, like, their blood vessels open up, like in their nose, they'll start sneezing or their laugh, and part of that can affect the ears too.
Jesus.
So, one more. Jesus.
Hey, Dr. Drew. My name's Evan. I noticed that post-ejaculation, whether it be masturbating or after intercourse, that there's like a slight discomfort in my urethra, kind of like a burning or itching or some kind of pressure in there.
Right.
I was just wondering if you had any ideas on how to handle that. Anyway, thanks for the help. Bye. Yep.
So what's he got?
He's got a little tip of the urethra irritation. Common, not a big deal. Wouldn't even deal with it. Urinate after ejaculating. Sometimes that'll help. Sometimes it'll make it worse. But warm bath, if it really bothers you, that's about it.
So every time he has an orgasm, he has a little
irritation. Yeah, it's something people get. One more. Come on, these are quickies.
What's up, Dr. Drew? My name's Kyle, 23.
and I just had a question about nutting. So I'm here on the show, and I'm hearing a lot of people, a lot of women talking about how they come 10 times.
Oh, that was our guest.
And I hear a lot of dudes talking about how they come a couple times, but I'm like a one-in-the-chamber shotgun, you know what I mean? I don't have this AR-15 semi-automatic shooter, you know? So I was just wondering if there's actually like a physiological difference between people who can nut once or people who can nut multiple times. Yes. All right, piss on me, beat me, keep my eye on tight. Bye-bye.
All right. So our voice messages are great. People are just different, bottom line. But very few men can have two. Robert Paul clearly is one of them, or whatever.
Is that,
that
called the refractory period?
Refractory. Men have an absolute refractory period. They just cannot come again. Some women have a refractory period. Some women do not. Kelsey Cook, was that her last name?
Yeah.
Kelsey was one of these women that will have orgasm with penetration. It starts immediately, and she'll have multiple orgasms.
That sounds like a good time.
It is a good time.
Might want to go back and watch that episode.
It was all, these guys put it on a clip. And women are so funny. They're all so very different.
Yes.
And so my wife goes, oh, she's lying. Mm-hmm. You go, right. No, that's how some of them are. And then the ones that have multiple like that don't like oral sex. It's uncomfortable for them.
Because they're coming so much?
They're just too sensitive. And the women that need oral sex to orgasm, which is very common, that's most women, in fact. And the ones that can have orgasms so easily think the other ones just haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, and then you end up feeling bad because you hear these stories about women who, you know, I mean, some of them weren't very sexually active and they're like, I've never had an orgasm. You're like, damn.
That's unusual. It's kind of unusual.
Is it? Because you hear stories about that or people, I don't know, I feel like maybe it's like, I don't know, documentaries or shows where they show people who struggle with that, you know, women especially. Yeah.
Usually, I mean, if they've not had sexual trauma and they're able to be intimate, they can usually find their way, though.
But there's some type of split between a certain percentage are able to penetration orgasm,
yep.
and then some has to be clitoral stimulus, right?
Correct.
So it's
a much smaller percentage that have orgasm with penetration.
Smaller. You said Kelsey is immediately.
Immediately and then 10 times.
Jesus.
Yeah. I've seen people have like 30 and 40 and stuff.
You've seen them?
I mean,
in videos you made?
I mean, it's clinically, people, you know, Loveline heard about it.
Really?
Yeah.
30 and 40 orgasms.
Yeah. It's just like they have.
So she saying, I mean, I don't know how detailed she went. She was like, as soon as it starts, I'm organized.
We didn't get so much in the conversation about how quick it starts, but she said it's easy and it's 10 times.
Fuck.
Sorry, Tom.
And then, I mean, as like, I don't know, like I can go, if I'm particularly worked up, I can do two pretty quickly. Mm. You know, on a really, you know, like fired up day, I can go more.
Mm. Good for you. That'll go away soon as you get older.
Thanks.
That's all right. It's a young man.
What's the most you've ever had in a day?
I think three.
In a day?
I'm not a heavy hitter. Yeah, sorry, Tom. I disappoint you.
Disappointed the whole audience.
Sorry about that.
What's your record? Anybody in the room? What's your record for the day?
Jesus.
Thinking hard about it.
I don't know.
Four. Heard of four.
Five?
Five is a common number. Three is a good number. What about, that's just you. What about the rest of the guys?
This is what again?
Most orgasms in a day.
Yeah, I'm saying it's Drew. Three.
See?
And Josh. Jesus. Josh have a number?
I've jerked off like three, four times.
See?
Before, yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. Everyone's a lightweight around you, Tom. Maybe you're just a heavyweight.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I used to do it when I was sick, and I would just get more sick. Yeah.
You thought you were going to cure yourself?
I don't know. I'd just be like, fuck it. I'd be like, I would be at home.
Men are such animals.
I know. I would be at home with a fever, and I'd be like, I'm just going to jerk off all day. And at the end of the day, my parents would be like, God, you're still sick. I was like, I don't know what happened.
You're sick and weak.
I just jerked off like seven times. I feel worse.
men, when we go south, it just goes, it goes way bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Man. So it's going to end soon. That's what you're telling me.
What?
All my multiple orgasms.
Yeah, just as you get older, it's not so such a common thing. Mm. All right, that's it, Tom. Thank you for spending the time with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It was really fun. Two Bears, One Cave.
Two Bears, One Cave.
How's that going?
It's been a lot of fun doing it with my buddy Bert. And we're also obviously doing your mom's house. Two Bears, One Cave is is usually every other week, but in October it's been weekly.
Because it's Sober October.
Sober October.
Seems like your wives are just over Sober October.
Seems like it. They made a whole podcast about it. So, yeah.
Then I think Leanne more than Christina.
Yeah, I think Leanne has to deal with a little more.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's always the case.
Yeah, she deals with more all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got that grown child that she's married to.
She's a saint. There's a place in heaven for her.
Yep.
We appreciate the calls. Appreciate the emails. Appreciate the videos, everybody. Appreciate Tom Segura. Where should we go?
Go to TomSegura.com for tickets on the tour, and go to YourMomsHousePodcast.com.
See you next time.
See ya.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.